Representatives. The bill is a done deal, a formality in the Senate, going to Obama's desk very, very soon. I want to hear your outrage or your support. I want to hear folks' ideas to defeat this, to stop it. I'm going to take a bunch of calls right now, then I'm going to go over all the different facets and angles and a bunch of key points I want to make in this jam-packed final hour. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the collectivist trying to make you dependent on them and seizing another giant section of the economy and all the power and control that comes with it. Let's talk to Annie in Indiana. Annie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm a senior citizen over 60, and I'm also a Texan in Indiana. I'm so old, I remember when you came on the air. That dates me, doesn't it? I'm familiar with some of the proposals in President Sotera's death care bill, and I was going to ask you if you know if these carried over. I have no reason to believe that it might have been taken out. I want to give you a quick scenario.
Go ahead.
Say I am over 60 and I'm in good health, have insurance. I'm hit in a car accident by an illegal drunk alien who has no health insurance, no car insurance that would provide me with any medical care. I have my own health insurance. I'm laying up with a broken body in the ER through no fault of my own. I have a broken leg and say my face is smashed up and I need eye surgery. It's my understanding that at any age, if I am not current in my vaccinations, immunizations, and including the swine flu shot, that I will receive no needed health care at all. My broken leg will not be set, and being over 60, I will receive no needed eye surgery, even if I do have current immunizations, and I will be allowed to go blind. Is that?
They did have specific areas in there previously. What they did was leave an open door to what they call comparative care, where with the big insurance companies and with the federal government, they will decide what care you get. And they use examples of women below 45 don't need a mammogram, or you don't get a colonoscopy till you're 50. And you know, it sounds kind of non-threatening, but it gives them the power to do all this. And we know what Europe's done. We know what Tom Daschle said, how this should be implemented. That, yes, they want to then let the bioethicist board decide that Annie doesn't really deserve all this extra care. That should go to somebody younger. And so they will be given liability protection. And, yes, there were provisions. I don't know if they were in the new one. I haven't had time to read the 2,700 pages entirely. To where if you didn't have all your vaccinations and things, they could try to refuse your care. Go ahead.
And might some of the insurance companies pick that up and say, gee, we'll have to cancel your private insurance if you're not current on your vaccinations under the new government guidelines?
Yes, and there's also federal standardization in there to where the government says it's part of policy that you have to take an implantable chip while you're in the hospital. That is in the bill. I appreciate your call. Good point. Brian in Canada. Brian, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex Jones. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding.
The reason I'm calling is because I have a solution to not only the health care bill, but many other things, and I wanted to share that with you today.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first thing that I wanted to know is that I wanted to let people know is that there's been a lot of emotion stirred up through this recent passage of that bill on yesterday, and I just wanted to say that it's time for calm. I wanted to say the Bible says, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil," Exodus 23:2. So, first of all, this is time for calm, not for getting violent.
Well, wait. I mean, nobody's calling for violence here, but if your house is on fire, I mean, God says get up off your butt and get out of the house.
Yeah, that's right. But on Facebook, I have noticed.
Forget what verse that is. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I've done is on Friday, I was inspired to write a sample letter to congressmen, and you are right in when you say that the battle is within the states. It's not with the federal government anymore. It's with the states. That's where it will be won, I believe.
Well, how long's your letter, Brian?
There's 5 quick points. I don't have to read the whole thing, but I just wanted to...
All right, we'll come back. Hit those quick. I want to get to Don, Matt, Damon, and others. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, two new trailers for two new films coming out in April. Watch them at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix Storable Food Supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious, storable, easy-fix food deal on the planet on Monday, March 22nd at 11:59 p.m. The countdown clock will shut down for orders of the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Those wise enough to get their orders in before the deadline will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've done a lot of research on all five versions, and I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't read all 2,700 pages, but I've listened to all the debate, researched it, scanned through it. This is the worst bill of the five. Some would say, well, wait, it's a better bill. It doesn't have a public option. If you're going to have socialism and steal from one group, you might as well actually give the money to somebody. No. The top insurance companies, not the little ones, the top ones, and it's in Bloomberg today, their stock's going up, they're set to make massive profits because the government's giving them liability protection. It lets them lower the standard of everybody's care, just like in England and Europe. We know how this works. And it gives the illegal aliens the health care. It will further destroy the economy. I'm going to go over all of it today. But Dennis Kucinich was right a few months ago when he said this is a insurance company bailout. So was Howard Dean, but they rolled over. Now, I was against their plan as well, but at least they were honest about this plan being a scam. Now, I'm going to go to your calls. I want to hear from you, but I also want to hear your solutions. I believe it's the states, not just the attorney general suing, but the states passing laws nullifying this. This is completely illegal, unconstitutional. The way they got the votes for the bill is illegal. This is a criminal fraud. We should have grand juries start criminal investigations. As Ron Paul has said, the evidence is there, and this will bankrupt our country. Cap and trade will bankrupt it. The Senate won't pass it, so Obama says he's going to implement it through the EPA. But I'm going to give each caller about a minute. Brian in Canada said he had 5 points he wanted to make. Make them, Brian.
Okay, I started a group on Facebook on Friday called Forcing Obama Out of Office for Not Ending Abortion. And the 5 points that I want to go through are 60% of Americans are already opposed to abortion. The second point is that an unborn baby is a 100% living human being, demonstrably having living systems like necessary for life, including DNA in the blood that's different than that of the mother. And the third point is that Title 18.1, Chapter 52, Section 1111 of the United States Criminal Code says that murder is the unlawful killing of a human being, and that which would include an unborn baby. The next point is that there have been approximately 3,000 murders of unborn babies committed every day on the watch of Mr. Barack Obama, and he has exercised nothing of his executive powers at his disposal, acting as President of the United States to end those atrocities. And whereas the Constitution of the United States, this is the fifth point, the Constitution says that the Congress has the ability, anytime they can pass a law that says that the President is no longer the President and we're going to replace him with somebody else that they deem fit.
All right, Brian, I appreciate your call. I'm going to get into the abortion issue. Obama and his so-called executive order, the guy lies about everything. An executive order doesn't trump congressional law. And as Ron Paul said on Fox yesterday, in fact, I want to cue that up for later in the hour. I want to play a clip of it. We're already funding abortions. They send federal money down, and the hospitals use it for however they want. Or they'll take their abortion money and put it over here and then use the federal money to pay for other programs, but still essentially paying for the abortion. And that's why all the major congressional groups against abortion and all the major, the Catholic bishops and the Protestant groups, all of them have looked at it. This is funding abortion. It's making you pay for abortion. And yes, abortion is one of the biggest hoaxes in history. 50 million dead people, more since Roe v. Wade 37 years ago. 51% of blacks are never born. They kill more than half the black people in this country. But you hear all the fake liberal black leaders never talking about that. Half the black people in this country haven't been born the last 37 years. I mean, this is outrageous. And to make people pay for this and then try some maneuver where they say an executive order won't let the federal funds go, all the scholars, even on both sides, say that's a fraud. The pro-abortion groups have said, psst, don't worry, guys. It's a scam. We're still going to get our death money. Let's talk to Don in OK, Oklahoma. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I was just going to ask you, is right now the time for a constitutional convention?
Here's the problem with the CONCON. The states, if you get a majority of states to go for a new amendment, they can pass whatever they want during the constitutional convention. And we've seen a lot of globalists trying to push for one, so it's very dangerous. What we need to do is take control of the states, have them nullify this unconstitutional law. They're claiming the Commerce Clause, that the government, the federal government, can make you buy something from a private corporation. They never had a federal law that you've got to buy car insurance. They did that at the state level. And that's still unconstitutional, but not as openly unconstitutional as the federal government. Now they can say, you know, you've got to buy an electric car from GM to prop it up. Now they can say, Obama's pushing for national service, not just a draft, but people are in denial about this. I have the video clips of his chief of staff on C-SPAN saying all Americans will serve in national service. And once they've bankrupted America, they're going to use that crisis to say we've all got to get together in the Depression. You know, your kids have got to work for the government. The cybersecurity bill says they're going to take high school kids and make them work for the federal government spying on people. But no, I'm scared of a CONCON. What do you think, Don?
Oh, I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I had
any other points?
No.
Well, I appreciate your call, Don. Very good question. Let's talk to Matt in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Alex, and welcome to Eugenics Britain. Listen to you and James there. I've got two questions, actually. I reckon the British NHS system is very much going to get like yours in America. If you can't pay for medical care, then obviously it's the end game and it's the eugenics thing. And also in the UK, what they're doing now, Alex, is they're handing out leaflets saying we are going to pass your medical details and exchange them between different doctors and the hospital services to obviously think if you're obese or you drink alcohol. Again, there's another eugenics program. What's your take
on that? No. It's the nanny state where they tax beer, salt, beef. They track every facet of your lives, and as you know, you live in England. It's been in the news. Some people will rot for a month and die in their beds. Look at the one area in the U.S. where the government ran health care, and it's the worst health care in the nation, the VA hospitals. And the more money they throw at it, The VA hospital, on average, gets more money per patient than any other, even private group, but they give the worst care because it's all going to bureaucracy and the parasites in government.
Yeah, I mean, also, what people are doing now, we've got a thing, a private medical care thing called BOOP. I don't know if you've heard about it. And basically, what obviously the rich and the aristocracy are obviously going to BOOP because obviously, you know, the NHS is obviously faltering and falling.
Absolutely. They always create a two-tier system where the elite can still get their health care. Great points from the UK, Matt. Damon in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, call from South Carolina. I don't want to sound like doom and gloom, but I'm really concerned because we had Mark Sanford, love him or hate him, try and refuse to take the stimulus money, and you had all the bulk of the Congress, of the state Congress in South Carolina, basically put him up before the Supreme Court and made him take the money. You know, so if
well,
you
take Elliot Spitzer. He's not perfect as the governor of New York, but he exposed the banker bailout as a fraud, and they were surveilling him and knew he was visiting hookers and selectively busted him. Look at your governor. I mean, I'm not saying it's good to cheat on his wife, but compared to all the other things, you know, Barney Frank can have underage call boys in his house, and that's okay because he's a globalist. But then your governor goes out and cheats on his wife, and it's as if he's Satan.
Exactly. And I think what you're going to find is that no matter any state that has the, you know, the guts to stand up to Obama and his brown shirts right now, they're just going to go down. They'll cut their funding. They'll do whatever they have to do.
That's why we have the states and the legislatures. They can't get everybody in the legislature. And when the people are behind them, that's why they nullify and start keeping their money. This is our money. The federal government has made us dependent because the federal government is run by offshore corporations. That's what we've got to make the Republicans talk about. This isn't a bunch of communists. Oh, it's communists at the ground level to get control of us. This is the biggest, most wealthy interest that want monopolies. Anything else?
One more thing. I think the ultimate solution here, and we haven't heard much from them, is the doctors of this country. Either they're all getting something out of this deal.
A doctor's strike.
Or if they don't all go on strike and just say, you know what, we're not going to take your government plan, all right? We didn't want to help.
Well, that's already happening. You've got Walgreens and many of its chain stores saying we're not going to accept April 16th and pass that. Seattle Post Intelligencer or Seattle Times, excuse me, reported that last Friday because the compensation isn't enough to even pay for it, and so a lot of doctors are just retiring early. But the system doesn't care. You know, they don't care if they put naked body scanners in and you don't fly. They don't want you flying. The big banks issue the currency and credit. They want to shut down the economy. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenneth in New Mexico. Kenneth, you're on the air.
You got me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, they did it, and here we are, and I don't know what we're going to do at this point. We can scream and yell and raise all the cane we want. They've done it.
And they've got a provision where it'll take 60% of the House or more and 60 of the 100 senators to repeal this stinking thing.
I don't know how in the world we're ever going to do that. I mean, you know, we're back to a left-right thing. This isn't a left-right deal. No matter if we fire them all and put all new ones in there, how much do you think they're giving each one of them, like Kucinich? You think he got a billion, a half a billion?
No, Kucinich, his wife is definitely wearing the pants. And I would imagine, you know, he was told, you don't have a political future if you don't do this.
Oh, so take their money and go ahead and, you know, destroy your own country.
What's so bad about Kucinich is he knew, even as a socialist, you could respect him because he was against this bill saying, this isn't even socialism. The healthcare companies wrote this. This lowers care, cuts Medicare and Medicaid, and steals a bunch of money and turns the IRS loose on people. And then he got a ride on Air Force One, was taken up on the mountain by the devil, Barry Sitaro. And that's his real name. That's even mainstream news. It's all a fake name. All the evidence is he wasn't born here. I mean, he became UN head of the UN Security Council. No president ever done that. He's now a sitting UN operative. I mean, it's just treason everywhere. They are practicing treason to make us capitulate and break our back and break our will like a pimp breaks a whore. Well, I'm not a whore. I'm not a slave. I'm a free man, red-blooded, and I am going to stand up against this New World Order. And don't be down, my friends. Stay angry, stay focused, and take your town, your city, your state back. More calls straight ahead.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Tactown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
In the next segment, I'm going to break down what's really in the bill, what this power grab is really all about. Right now, we're continuing with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
why aren't the voters in the states where the senators voted for the health care bill trying to recall their senators that are elected in 2012 and 2014?
Well, until 1913, with the 17th Amendment, we elected the legislators to our state houses, and they then voted for the senators, and they would routinely recall them, not just to remove them, but to interrogate them or to make them change their vote. They were truly creatures of the states. That's why that was such a tyrannical amendment, the 17th Amendment. But absolutely, recall senators, recall House members, take our states back, get aggressive, do the same thing that was done to Gray Davis. But notice they were waiting with Schwarzenegger, the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting fake environmentalist. But no, I mean, we can't just let the Attorney General sue over this. The states have to stand up. That's the number one solution. And the lawsuits have to be filed, the discrimination and the Cadillac plans, where the big labor unions are exempt, their plans don't get touched, the payoffs to politicians, the pork barrel to get this through, this unconstitutional executive order. Now, I mean, if this stands, presidents will have executive orders to amend, to legislate. The executive branch doesn't legislate.
Okay, thank you.
Good point, Sam. Jerry in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good deal. 2 points of view from the South. First thing, I just appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, something about people believe they're going to get a free thing no matter what it is. And people think it all comes from the government, and we know it comes from the people. The other day I was listening to one of the other talk show hosts on, I won't name who, but he was talking about how nobody knows what's in the bill. Well, nobody knows what's in the bill. And so I called in, and I said, well, I know what's in the bill. The pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies wrote the bill. And then he says, yeah, they were taking down this road and misunderstood what was going on. He really didn't know what to say. So I just want to tell you I appreciate the truth and what you're saying and how you bring it out. And I'm not for baby killing, and I'm not for that type of thing. You're right on the mark, and what you've said over the years is true. And I just keep plugging in there, and you are making headway. I just want to let you know that.
Well, God bless you, Jerry. I appreciate the call. And I'm going to cover that when we come back from the break. The big Republican talk show hosts are telling the truth when they say this is an overthrow of our republic. This is tyranny. This is authoritarianism. I was watching congressional speeches last night after the radio show right before it passed, and they were telling the truth, but only so far. It's like saying, hey, your house is on fire, but not telling you who set the house on fire. And the biggest insurance companies, it's right here in Bloomberg today. This is not a secret. Their stock's way up. All this new added bureaucracy is going to shut down their competition. They wrote the bill, and all it does is make 30-plus million Americans buy insurance from them, and the government then comes in and lowers the standard of care in this, quote, comparative care term, and we know from the white papers what they mean. The bill just gives the bureaucracy the power to do whatever they want. And so the Republicans are not telling you that industry wrote this. They're not telling the people. I mean, obviously, if you've got trillions of dollars in the insurance companies that are controlled by banks, and they've got enough power to steal tens of trillions of dollars in the last year and a half with the banker bailout takeover, and then not say where the money went, well, this same group isn't going to let a bunch of socialists and a bunch of welfare people actually get something over on them. No. There are some new taxes in there on doctors, on healthcare equipment. Well, these big corporations, they don't care about that. So, yeah, you can find some medium-sized and small insurance companies who were against this and lobby. But the big folks, 3 months ago, it was in the Wall Street Journal, what we already knew. They had the spokesman. This was not the Wall Street Journal saying this. They had the spokesman. I got to pull that up, because when I read his quotes from a speech, I went and found it on C-SPAN. The head of the insurance company, healthcare insurance company consortium, saying, we wrote this bill. And if you put a public option in here, which would be a supposed free lunch that the people pay for, but a free lunch for some, we're not going to be for it. What happens is, The government lowers everybody's... Look, normal insurance carriers are going to have higher prices. Then there's the taxes. There's the IRS enforcing it. There's the National ID Health Card Initiative in there through the ID number. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We are definitely living through strange days. They have found us. And this will only embolden the criminals in government. They all know they're about to be thrown out of Congress, so why not steal even more? You know, I've heard people say, we should make Congress cut their pay for a couple $100,000 a year. Or give their money back like Ron Paul does. They don't spend, what is it, 30-something million? In fact, Google that. Average congressional election cost. I believe it's $33 million. Senate is even more. They don't spend tens of millions of dollars to get in the House of Representatives to make $200,000 a year. They didn't spend over $1 billion on Obama so he could make $400,000 a year. Those guys pay millions of dollars, many of them. But Bloomberg and all his elections has spent more than $1 billion to be mayor 3 times and broke his promise to not run for a third term and then got term limits that he campaigned on the first time, got it repealed. Just absolutely incredible how much money that these people spend to do this. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors, then I'm going to break down some of the most important points of what's happening with this health care bill and the fight. Then we'll continue with Shelby, Lisa, Michael, Brandon, and Ronnie. That'll probably be all the calls we have time for left here in the next 26 minutes of live airtime today. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you don't have an AM and FM that carries the whole show, you can always listen at InfoWars.com on the audio streams and the free podcast. Don't forget the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com in the listen section. And be sure and support our AM and FM sponsors as well. You can also get an XM subscription. They carry the fourth hour every night. That's linked up at GCNLive.com on the affiliates page, and 3 hours on Saturday. So be sure and support them as well. Okay. I'll tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. And they've got a special ending today where you get three food units, whether small or large, the highest quality storable food out there, bar none, and get the fourth one free. This is an amazing discount, non-GMO, non-hybrid, high-quality food that stores for more than 10 years, a bunch of different food varieties. They have ready-to-eat, you name it, freeze-dried. eFoodsDirect.com, that's letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. And then we've got a great water filtration system that I use here in the office and my home. It grabs with their smaller units. It looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. It grabs water out of the air, upwards of or more than 7 gallons a day. And then you can get it hot, cold. It goes through 7 filters. They got a bunch of other units that are even bigger, very affordable. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 1-800-691-6043 if you want a free brochure or information packet, 800-691-6043. The cleanest, purest water you can get anywhere. There's no fluoride in this. There's no nothing in this. It's right out of the air. Ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043. Okay. One of the biggest issues here is private corporate interest who are not free market, who are monopoly men, wrote this bill. So this is not even socialism, which is bad enough, as Kucinich and Dean admitted before they flip-flopped. This is where the government might help you get insurance. But everybody else and the working poor, you've got to pay for $5,000 a year in insurance. The IRS is involved in your business, in your life. 16,500 to 20,000 new IRS agents. That's in the bill. That's confirmed. The Democrats have been on the news bragging about it. So now the IRS becomes the nanny state. You're not in a free society when the government can force you to buy something, okay, from private interest. That's more akin to fascism. But here's IRS.gov whistleblower informant award. IRS.gov, and I'm going to have the document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers zoom in. It says you get 30%, 15 to 30% of any amount of money seized when you whistleblow on people not paying the IRS. What have we seen in the phony drug war? What type of crime have we seen with informants lying about insurance salesmen, school teachers, you name it, to get drug money? The cops give them a few thousand. They say that I bought drugs from that house. They raid them. In fact, I promised to get to this earlier. During the next break, I'll dig it out. Oh, here it is. For a decade or more, Mexican mafia has been, and all these different gangs, has been killing people all over the country. What does this have to do with this? The police won't do anything to stop them because they're afraid of them. The American people who roll over to anything are a better target. But instead of the government going after the really dangerous gangs in this country that are now attacking police stations, can you imagine if a patriot, conservative, or libertarian group pumped natural gas into the LAPD police department to blow it up, how big a news that would be, or if they rigged booby traps with guns to shoot cops, or if they killed cops or came across the border and robbed sheriffs when they seized drugs. Mexico is collapsing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow because I want to get back into healthcare. But look, gang crackdown, Vegas Motorcycle Club targeted in police raids. And it gets into how they were caught pumping gas into the police department. That's the main suspects in this. Biker gang investigated in booby trap mystery. drilling a hole in the roof of a police building and delivering a natural gas line from a heater filled the space with flammable gas. The trap was discovered before anyone was hurt. $200,000 reward for info on helmet police booby traps. Gang tries to kill police. On and on and on and on. Mexican mafia poses danger in Arizona. But no, most of the feds that are out there and most of the regular cops that are out there are busy CPSing people's kids because they spanked them or seizing people's houses for environmental groups or writing people tickets. And that's in the news that all over the country, the quotas, the police have now admitted they have quotas. They've always lied about it. To write more tickets and squeeze the citizens are increasing. And meanwhile, the IRS is to enforce this through the health care bill. And there's a separate provision on narking on people who are mowing yards or having, in fact, people won't believe it, pull up $1 million fine and jail time, it's Fox News and AP, for garage sale. I want people to see that on screen and hear it on the radio because, again, we are the target, the general public, but the criminals that run society, they are above the law and are being completely allowed to run wild. Okay, now let me start getting in to a big recap on the health care bill and the type of control that we're seeing unfold here. I'm busy here trying to dig through my stack and get all this together. I did a lot. I covered a lot of this in the first hour and 2 hours yesterday, but I'll definitely have to do the first 2 hours tomorrow. And if we have guests, we better just move them or something because I need to have some time to walk through this. And I start getting desperate here in the last 19 minutes of the show to cover it all. Okay. I've got all these news articles you can see on the document cam spread out in front of me. And I've got backup with the bill and with the subsections on every one of these issues. But I'm just going to run through it quickly. And then tomorrow I'm going to go back through all this in total detail because it's so important. I mean, on this first point, I happen to have the stack here in front of me. But on other areas, I need to be able to dig into the stacks because it's just a nightmare of proof and information. There's too much proof. This nation is bankrupt. We owe hundreds and hundreds of times with the derivatives and all the rest of it what we actually produce in our GDP. This has been done by design by the banks, and they know it. And so we cannot pay for this. The nation is collapsing. All our jobs are going to India, China, Mexico, and other third world nations that have none of this bureaucracy. Communist countries have much lower taxes than we do. Third world nations do. The IMF paints a grim picture of fiscal tightening needs. Reuters, where they're going to raise taxes, but then cut your benefits. Just like the health care bill cuts Medicare and Medicaid, raises everybody's taxes who does have health care. The IRS controls and can garnish your wages or take your refund to your bank account. Here's another one. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC cash. And this is out of Bloomberg. And it says federal regulators are going to the big government police, fire, state, and federal, and saying, we're telling you to invest in failing banks. That's actually in this article right here that I'm going to show you a shot of. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Folks, you've all got to Google or search engine or smartpage.com this article and read it. It says to prop it up. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corps is trying to encourage public retirement funds that control more than $2 trillion to buy all or part of failed lenders. Did you hear that? They want to invest your pension that's already invested in the stock market and down by 40% in many cases in failed lenders, taking a more direct role in propping up the banking system. It's not propping them up. They're stealing your money out one door. Okay? Here's another one. This is out of Business Week. Healthcare overhaul adds millions of U.S. customers. Talks about how the big four insurance companies wrote it and are getting all this money and power out of it. Here's another one. CNBC. Healthcare stocks to outperform in the coming months because this is good for them. Here's Kucinich before he flip-flops saying it's a bailout for the insurance companies. You see, if the Republicans, I hear Limbaugh every time I tune in and say how good the insurance companies, how great they are. They're a barrel of snakes at the top, not your little local ones. They're a barrel of snakes. I saw an article where one owner of an insurance company made over $1 billion last year. And that's fine if they did it through free market, but they're doing it because through Medicare and Medicaid and all the government payments. It was like Frisk in the Senate and all that money he made off of government contracts. That's why this happened. That's why this got passed. But I get back to the good news. 38 states are saying they're going to try to block it. We have to make sure the states pass laws to nullify it. Just like this Reuters article. U.S. states sue EPA to stop greenhouse gas tax rules. There's no law. The bureaucrats are just doing it. So the people are saying no. All right, continuing on through these points here. Another key point is this comparative medicine term. That's the death panels. That's the bioethicist boards. That's Tom Daschle, the original author, writing that you have a duty to die. That's for people that are paying for insurance and could afford insurance. They're going to lower your overall care for their profits and then pass some of that on to the illegal aliens and others that were marching and were called darlings by the media over the weekend. To see, we have foreigners in our country telling us to give them more free goodies. You have how this was planned, how this was rammed through. In some cases, billions of dollars of pork barrel to certain districts and sweetheart deals to get votes. You have the fact that this is so unconstitutional for the government to order you to buy something. You have that some unions and government unions are exempt from the Cadillac tax of 40-plus percent on people that have premium insurance. Total discrimination. And you have the key point that the Republicans have sold us out and supported unconstitutional measures in the past and are guilty of helping the Democrats set this precedent. You can't have undeclared wars. You can't have the Patriot Act. You can't have torture. You can't have secret arrests. You can't have Northcom. You can't have warrantless wiretapping. All of that is just as egregious and illegal as this health care bill. You can't pick and choose what part of the Bill of Rights and Constitution you like. I hear all these idiots saying the Constitution's failed. No, we failed enforcing it, and we need to look in the mirror and realize it's we, the people, that take a lot of the blame in all of this. The establishment is crowing and bragging on the news that they think you're going to forget about this because this is phased in from 2013 to 2018. And they are bragging that they're going to incrementally do it and that you're going to forget about it and that your anger is going to dissipate. The key is you can't let that happen. You have to make this the establishment's Waterloo. Remember how they promised us NAFTA and GAFTA, NAFTA and GATT, the SHAFTA, were going to help us. We're going to be great. Look at our cities collapsing. Look at Detroit with over 50% unemployment. Look at how it's destroyed our nation's industrial base. They promised us then that the service industry would be the savior. That's now contracting. The real unemployment is 22%. So first they destroy your industrial base, take your jobs, and then they bankrupt the states with more and more unfunded mandates. Then the people become so poor they've got to have the free health care. They rob whoever else has got a job left. This is about conquering society. This is about domesticating you. This is about breaking your will. And they know what they're doing because the banks get their power when the society goes bankrupt. And once they've got more than half the public with a government job or on government payroll and some kind of government check, I know they took your money to pay for it. I know a lot of you paid into Social Security. I'm not saying you don't deserve something. The point is, they make you dependents, and then they use you and the illegal aliens they brought in as a political weapon against the Republic. And in the end, they're going to take all the chicken feet away from you, as they've done in every other nation. So this is a slow roast that we're witnessing. This is incremental slavery. But it is an eye-opener to show the people that it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, it's unpopular, but still they did it. So the number one thing is to commit yourself with cold determination to go to city council, to go to the state houses, to run for office, to support good candidates, and to demand your city stop having sanctuary cities and discriminating against citizens and letting the illegal aliens drunk drive and not have IDs, but citizens get the book thrown at them, and to make the cities take the fluoride out of the water. Every poll shows the people want that. Why doesn't it happen? We don't care if you say it's good. We know it's poison. We have to get angry and take our government back. I don't care if you have to start following city council people around as investigative reporters, start your own blog, and videotape them with hookers or taking bribes. People in government that are selling their country out at the mid-level and high levels are all corrupt. You start surveilling them, you start putting it on YouTube, they will fall. All right, I'm going to look over all my notes. There's so much I haven't even gotten to yet. And we'll take a few final phone calls, too, in the final segment. And I want to go back to what Obama tried last year with health care to give you an idea of their mindset. Remember, he wanted to take veterans' health care away. Remember that? The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I've got two new films premiering in the month of April at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We had the head of the VFW on in February of last year. Remember when Barack Obama proposed that veterans no longer get their VA cruddy care? That now they would just give the money to insurance companies and that veterans would have to actually buy their own insurance. Veterans groups irate at Obama's private insurance proposal. CNN. That is the type of things that these people are doing. That's the type of mindset they have. And they know you'll get angry now, but what will you do down the road? And then Republicans who 30-plus years ago were against Medicare and Medicaid, which has driven up the price and screwed everything up, now they're for it. But see, what this bill really did was cut Medicare and Medicaid. But Dennis Kucinich still went for it. So it's even worse than socialism, and that's the important point I keep hammering home here. Shelby in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm here in Austin. It's the first time I've called. I'm a little nervous. But I'd just like to point out the fact that you used to talk about Holdren and his echo science. It seems to fit right along in there with depopulation, taking your choice away, and healthcare, getting denied treatments. And
No. They say that they want death care. The Case for Killing Granny, cover of Newsweek. They say they want to get rid of people. That's what government becoming your doctor and deciding what care you can get is all about.
It's like the T4 program in Germany during World War II.
Where they killed the mentally ill and infirm. Absolutely. Appreciate your call. Michael in New York, you're on the air. Hey, Michael. Okay, we're going to let him go. Let's go to Brandon in South Carolina. Brandon, you're on the air. You know, sometimes when it rains, it pours with these callers. You go to them, and they're just not there. And other days, they don't do that. Brandon, are you there? Okay, Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Three's the charm, hopefully.
Thank you, sir. The solution here is freedom for family farms and to cancel the Mexican drug war with freedom for the constitutional army of medicinal marijuana enthusiasts from 14 states and many municipalities that already exists since 1996. 14 states.
And so Ronnie, I appreciate your call, but what you're saying is part of a bigger picture. With the animal ID, the premises ID, the flatulent taxes on cows, they want to shut down the family farms. That is the policy. They want you dependent on government. They come into the states and say you can't decriminalize marijuana or even farm hemp that's better than cotton and has no THC in it. You could smoke a 18-wheeler load and get nothing but a headache. But that shows how the federal government is out of control. But some so-called conservatives, even though it's unconstitutional, say, yeah, we don't want these 14 states decriminalizing marijuana for them potheads. We need to keep the drug war going. Well, that's unconstitutional. So you're going to get Obama's health care. You're going to get unconstitutional wars. You're going to get the unconstitutional Patriot Act. And last year, law enforcement gave us the MIAC and Homeland Security documents. We broke them. People couldn't believe it was real for a week, where Homeland Security is set up for we the people. And now the IRS is your doctor. The IRS is going to run your life. The IRS every 2 weeks is going to be looking at your tax ID number and making sure you're paying that tax money in for insurance. And this is only the beginning at $5,000 a year. It's going to go up and up and up and up and up. And the quality of the care is going to go down and down and down and down. And these big mega corporations that wrote the bill and ran the scam that they didn't want the bill in the media, they're going to get more rich and get more power and control. And they don't care if America goes bankrupt. They're offshore banks. Mexico doesn't care if they go bankrupt as long as Carlos Slim runs everything. Or North Korea, they don't care as long as Kim Jong-il runs everything. This is the nature of a corrupt, decadent society. God bless you all. Great job, crew. We'll see you back live tomorrow.
Retransmission starts now. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.